Welcome back to Indie Media Radio. Tonight we're going to have special coverage of the seizure that occurred last week of servers, which hosted about 20 indie media sites from 17 different countries. I thought it would be a good idea to start off tonight by giving you, the listening audience, some technical background to this story. Many of you have visited our site, houston.indiemedia.org. This site, like all websites, lives physically on a computer. That is, all the files and media are stored on this computer. This computer, which is called a server, lives at a business called an Internet Service Provider, or ISP. Generally, an Internet Service Provider has a large room with very fast access to the Internet that is full, floor to ceiling, with hundreds or thousands of computers, all acting as servers, each owned and maintained by their individual owners. Owners rent space at the ISP for their server. In the case we are about to discuss, a server was located at an ISP run by a San Antonio-based company called Rackspace. In this case, the ISP in question, Rackspace, has a hosting facility located in London, and there hosted two servers used by the Indie Media Network. Following some still unclear orders from some yet still unclear U.S. agency, the ISP, Rackspace, pulled the servers offline and then turned them physically and all their contents over to this agency. These servers hosted more than 20 indie media local sites, like I said, from 17 different countries. Tonight we are going to hear from Yosarian, a tech worker from Indie Media UK, Annalie Drusch, the Rackspace media liaison, and Kurt Opsahl, staff attorney for the Electronic Frontier Foundation, a Bay Area organization works on civil liberties issues related to technology. To get to the bottom of this story, let's go first to Yosarian from Indie Media UK for background on the situation.
I got a call on the 7th of October, which is last Thursday, from a friend saying that I should try to take a look at the site, and I said, why? And he said, because the site is no longer there. So at that point, everybody was a little bit stunned that someone had taken down the server. Now, we didn't actually know, and we still are not 100% sure, but we're about 95% sure that it was the FBI that took the servers. So the only reason we think that is because there's been one public statement by the FBI to Agence France-Presse, which was 3 days ago now, and there still has been no further confirmation that it was the FBI, and Rackspace won't actually tell us anything about the server seizures. So it's actually, it's quite an interesting thing. We've really felt like there's been a real catch-22, because it appears that Rackspace, the hosting service, is under some sort of gag order, some sort of court order that doesn't allow them to tell us where our data is. And at the same time, the FBI refuses to answer any questions. The UK government, various arms of it that we've contacted, have refused to confirm or deny whether they were involved in anything. And the Italian and Swiss governments also, there's rumors that they may be involved in this, but they also are stonewalling everything. So essentially, someone, some unknown force, which we assume is the FBI based on one press report, has taken down 20 indie media sites, which represent about 1 million articles of content from our calculations. That's articles, comments, audio files, video files.
So you folks in the UK have never actually seen a copy of any kind of subpoena or court order or anything like
that? No. There was some back and forth over the last 2 or 3 weeks between the server tech, who actually was administering the server, who owns the server, and the hosting provider, Rackspace, about complaints made, and this is fairly strange, complaints made by the Swiss government, who were concerned that there were pictures of two of their police officers on a site in France. So there has been speculation that this may have something to do with the server seizure, because there was kind of a back and forth between Rackspace. Because I guess what happened is the Swiss government contacted the FBI in the United States to deal with the server in the UK about content in France. So it's really globalization in action, I guess. But what's actually happened is The only thing we really do know for sure is that we do have, you know, good confirmation of, because it's been repeated hundreds of times, is the Rackspace's, the hosting provider's public statement, which is that the server was seized. They can't talk about it, but it was seized under a mutual legal assistance treaty request by an agency of the U.S. government. So what a mutual legal assistance treaty is a treaty, a multilateral treaty that allows law enforcement agencies in one country to request help from a second country to execute laws in that country. The interesting thing is that what we actually have appears to be a request by the Swiss government, at least, and the Italians, is another report, to the FBI to execute American law, but they've executed American law in the UK, in London. So it's all very, very complicated. We're stunned. We're also very, very angry, though, because they've taken down 1 million pieces of content, and they have also, you know, there are sites that didn't have good backups. So, for example, I found out last night that there's a good chance that Uruguay, IMC Uruguay, has lost everything since last April, and that IMC Italy may or may not, but we think it has, lost everything since June.
Do you have any plans to, you know, reconfigure these sites? What are the future plans for putting stuff back online?
Well, I guess the response has to be both technical and political. Here in the UK, we're very lucky. We have a very paranoid server tech who is doing backups every hour. So we lost very, very little content. There are a few things we lost. We may have lost about 100 hours of radio shows, which were on a different part of the server and weren't being backed up in the same system. But, I mean, that's one thing, is everybody is scrambling to try to find the backups, find, you know, they're scraping server caches, they're going after Google caches, they're trying to find all the stuff. But that's not the real issue here, I don't think. The real issue is that the FBI appears to be able, so far, with very little public outcry and very little mainstream media coverage, to actually censor a million pieces of content off the Internet without any backlash, without any kind of repercussions for them. And I think that that has to be, you know, addressed. I think that if people are, you know, have any sort of feeling about indie media, any feeling about the social movements that indie media tries to support around the world, and also just people who are concerned about freedom of speech worldwide, how is it that the U.S. government can execute something that can cripple independent media outlets in 17 countries? It's insane. People think that it's fine because, well, they're websites and some of them are back up and probably the rest of them will come back. But think of it this way. If the United States government was able to shut down newspapers in 17 countries, well, how would you feel about that? I mean,
That was Yos Sarian, a tech volunteer from Indie Media UK. It must seem confusing to the listener right now that Indie Media doesn't really know exactly what is happening, as they haven't heard anything directly from Rackspace or governmental authorities. Now, let's hear directly from Rackspace's media liaison to hear just what they are saying.
This is Annalie Drouche. I'm the Director of Corporate Communications with Rackspace Managed Hosting. We've issued the following statement today. In the present matter regarding Indie Media, Rackspace Managed Hosting, a U.S.-based company with offices in London, is acting in compliance with a court order pursuant to a Mutual Legal Assistance Treaty, or MLAT, which establishes procedures for countries to assist each other in investigations such as international terrorism, kidnapping, and money laundering. Rackspace responded to a commissioner subpoena duly issued under Title 28, United States Code, Section 1782, in an investigation that did not arise in the United States. Rackspace is acting as a good corporate citizen and is cooperating with international law enforcement authorities. The court prohibits Rackspace from commenting further on this matter.
Well, that didn't tell us much, anything more than Indie Media UK knows. Let's go now to Kurt Opsahl. He's the staff attorney for the Electronic Frontier Foundation to find out more about the broader implications of this case. Welcome to Indie Media Radio, Kurt.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Excellent.
Good. Can you talk to our listeners about how is it that a U.S. agency can pull a server in the U.K. based on a complaint from Swiss authorities about info on French websites?
Well, as we understand it, there was a action instituted in Switzerland that led to them using the Mutual Legal Assistance Treaty to ask a U.S. district court to issue a subpoena to Rackspace. And then that subpoena was served upon Rackspace, asking them to comply, and apparently they complied by providing the hardware located in the United Kingdom.
Why can't we get more detailed information out of Rackspace or any government agency about this case?
It appears that Rackspace is under some sort of gag order. However, they're unwilling or unable to discuss it, so we can't find out what the gag order is because that itself is gagged.
Is this pretty common?
This is actually a fairly unusual situation. Ordinarily, when a subpoena is issued by a court, it's for information, and it would require a search warrant to actually seize hardware.
And nobody has seen a search warrant in this case.
Nobody has seen any documentation in this case. Rackspace won't say anything. And the FBI, through a spokesperson, has said a little bit to the agency French Presse. But we have had no chance to view the order sealing it, the subpoena itself, or even know for certain that this was a Swiss government request originally.
Kurt, what does this move signify for freedom of the press or freedom of speech? Tell us, what are the larger implications of this action?
Well, this is grave implications for both privacy and freedom of the press. As an initial matter, this is 20 different websites which are offering independent news and information that are being shut down at the behest of a foreign government without a chance for indie media or any of the affected people to contest it or to show why this is improper. As a second matter, they are getting all sorts of information that was stored upon these servers that is most likely beyond what the Swiss court was looking for. This has sort of privacy implications for all the people whose information was stored on there. Now, fortunately, indie media does not log information, so people's rights to read anonymously are thereby preserved.
Kurt, could you just tell the audience really briefly what EFF plans to do now? What are the next steps?
Well, at this point, I'm not going to get into specifics about our next steps as we're formulating a legal strategy, but I can tell you what our goals are, and what we want to do is get the data back as soon as possible so that these sites can go back online and continue to put out the information that they had prior to the seizure. In addition, we want to make the government accountable for its action, find out what led to this and what we can do to prevent things like this from happening in the future.
Kurt, thank you so much for joining us tonight on Indie Media Radio. And on behalf of Houston Indie Media and Indie Media Global, I want to thank the Electronic Frontier Foundation and you for your work that you're doing to support this case. I know you've represented us in the past, and we really appreciate your work and supporting free speech and independent media on the Internet.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. I want to let listeners know they can find out more information about this case at www.indiemedia.org. More information about the Electronic Frontier Foundation can be found at EFF.org. Rackspace can be contacted directly off their website at rackspace.com.